How do you expect me to work with this bunch of stooges? It's ludicrous.
You should see your hat. Push off. And now Springbok Radio invites you to lean back, put your feet up, and spend the next half hour with the Bowler, Briefcase, and Brolly Brigade.
Depends on the
British civil servants are renowned for ability, probity, loyalty, indeed for all kinds of tea at all times of day. But military life isn't just a tea party. There are problems to face and puzzles to solve.
Hello, Harridges? Could you send round another dozen crossword books and 10 more jigsaw puzzles? Yes, we've almost finished the ones you sent yesterday. That's right, the General Assistance Department in Whitehall. Thank you. Goodbye.
Well done, number two. But let's finish off this jigsaw before the new ones come.
Right. The top section's a bit tricky.
I'm not sure that bit should be there. You have to force it in, remember? It just doesn't look right.
I don't see why there shouldn't be a beef eater up the Tower of London flagpole.
Yes. Perhaps, but not standing on his head. Have it out, number two, and let's get on with the front wall here, all this brickwork. Can you see a bit of window anywhere?
Window? Well, here you are.
Oh, good, good. No, that can't be right. It's got a bed and breakfast notice on it. Must be left over from the Stately Home series.
Hands, knees, heels, and elbows thrive on this fine family cream.
Ingram's Camphor Cream soothes and protects your whole family's rough, chapped skin. Because Ingram's Camphor Cream has nature's camphor to soothe, silicones to protect, oils to nourish, and glycerin to moisturize. And Ingram's Camphor Cream is medicated. That's why we call it the skin doctor.
Ingram's Camphor Cream, now also available in a herbal fragrance.
Come along, number two. Concentrate, or we'll never get this... Lorry.
Can't we just ignore it?
Oh, well, it might be work.
Exactly.
On the other hand, it could be something important. I'd better take it. Look, you get on with the job, would you? General Assistance Department, Lennox Brown speaking.
Good day, I suppose you're doing nothing at the moment.
On the contrary, Sir Gregory. We're engaged on a scheme for reconstructing one of London's historic buildings.
Department of the Environment, strange they didn't mention it. This new thing's come from them.
Well, it's a bit hush-hush, you see. Lots of gaps still to be filled in.
Lennox Brown, have you heard of Sir Hugh Jager?
No, I'm afraid I haven't. Don't know a thing about him. Never heard the name at all.
Millionaire industrialist died recently.
Oh, dear, we'll miss him.
Jager has left a large fortune to the government for scientific research. I don't need to tell you what that means.
Lots of chaps in white coats finding new ways to blow us up, I should think.
Exactly. But there's a condition in his will. He wants a statue erected on a particular spot in Hyde Park, a place which apparently marked a turning point in his life.
Really, Sir Gregory?
Normally, of course, people can't have that sort of treatment. There's simply no way of getting permission. But in this case, we feel...
Where there's a will, there's always a way.
Exactly. It has been agreed that Jager's special achievement should be marked in the place indicated. But environment is snowed under at the moment, so you're to handle the project.
Well, perhaps I could have more details, Sir Gregor.
You'll get them from Jager's solicitors, Foot, Freeman and Foot. One of them will be in touch with you. Make sure you keep him happy. There's a lot of money at stake.
This is going to be fate.
Well, perhaps they're not putting their best foot forward.
Funny business wanting a statue of yourself in Hyde Park.
Yeah, very odd, considering the state of most of London statues. I'd want my statue indoors.
Mr. Foot to see you, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Ah, the solicitor at last. Show him in, would you please, Mildred? And see if you can find a map of Hyde Park.
Wait here, though, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. I am Grenville Foot, solicitor to the late Hugh Jago.
Ah.
I take it you have the general picture. Sir Hugh has left £100 million for government research, provided his memorial is erected at a specified place in Hyde Park.
Yes. May we know why this particular spot was so important to him?
Of course. As a young man seeking his fortune in London, he had many disappointments. One day, after spending his last shilling on a lunch in a park cafe, he walked dejectedly on the grass, wondering if the time had come to throw it all up.
The food in those park cafes never changes, does it?
He lay down in the shade of a large oak tree to contemplate his predicament. Suddenly, an acorn fell on his head. He thought about this for a moment and realized he'd made a momentous discovery.
Just a minute. You're not going to say that he discovered gravity?
No, no. He would have, of course, but someone else had already done so. No, no. He looked at the acorn sitting in its shell and he'd got the idea which made his first £1 million.
An egg cup?
No, a bomb. Yes. Hugh Jago was the first man to see the possibility of dropping explosives from the air.
Really?
Yes. Romantic story, isn't it? But he always ascribed his success to that moment under the oak tree. And that is where he wanted his memorial.
It's to be a statue of Sir Hugh, of course, isn't it?
Oh, no, 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 no. He desired the portrayal of an idea. Hope conquering despair.
Well, I'll just make a note of that. Hope conquering despair. We don't get much of that at the ministry.
Where exactly is this tree, Mr. Foote?
Well, you'll find it from the directions in his will. Here is a copy of the relevant paragraph.
I see.
The memorial is to be executed by a leading sculptor and must satisfy Lady Jago, who will perform the unveiling ceremony on May 15th, which was Sir Hugh's birthday. Unless all these conditions are met, the legacy is forfeit.
Good heavens, that only gives us 6 weeks.
Quite so. Perhaps I should leave you now.
Yes, that might be best, and then we can get on with our planning, and you can get back to your soliciting. And thank you for calling, and good day, Mr. Foote.
Good day, gentlemen.
Well, I can't say I warm to Sir Hugh, number one. Dropping death and destruction from a great height.
But if we don't get this job done, that's what Sir Gregory will do to us. So we better get started.
Here's the map of Hyde Park you asked for, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Oh, thank you, Mildred.
You'd better let me do this, number one. I was rather good with maps in my Boy Scout days.
Don't bother, number two. It might be quicker to go down to the park and find the place ourselves.
What a good idea. It's a lovely day for an outing.
Good. You better come as well, Mildred, and bring some chalk, will you, so you can mark the tree when we find it.
I think the oak tree must be one of those over there.
You seem to know Hyde Park rather well, Mildred.
Well, me and my boyfriend like a bit of fresh air at lunch times. Mostly we sit by the river and we hold hands. But if we feel like going a bit further, we come to Hyde Park.
Do you really?
Mind you, once in Kensington Gardens, we decided we'd really gone too far.
Oh, dear.
And then we had a row with a park keeper after he caught us on the verge. Well, you're not supposed to walk there, you know.
Number one, you've got Sir Hugh's instructions. What do you think?
Well, according to this, it's that tree over there. Oh, glory, look!
You brothers, we're being cheated. Are we going to stand by and let them grind the faces of the workers? And what about our rights? The left is right. We've no rights left, right? Aye. And what we want is more work and less of it. It's up to us to stand firm and keep moving. We have got to find...
Oh, dear. You really think that's the tree?
Well, it must be. It's an oak, and it's where Jago said.
What's that loony doing on his little bolts?
No, we're almost at Speaker's Corner, Mildred, where everyone has the right to open his mouth and put his foot in it.
That's what they're going to do. Well, there you are, brothers. We shall not be moved. Are there any questions?
Yes.
What is it, brother?
Would you mind going somewhere else?
Go somewhere else? What are you on about?
Well, I'm afraid this spot has to be marked and measured for a new government project.
Not on your Nelly, mate. This is my pitch.
Well, you'll have to move eventually, I'm afraid. We're having a statue put up here.
Oh, no, you're not, mate. This is my pitch, and I'll be here every day till the revolution. After that, you'll find me in Downing Street.
Look, we better go ahead and mark the tree, number two.
Oh, no, you don't. You shove off!
No, look, look,
I'm sorry, but you
have
to
be
sure that
we're
warning
you.
Now, please be explaining what is being going on to me myself. Policing Constable Ramprasad Hari by Punila V. Mukherjee.
They're trying to break up the meeting, Constable. They're bowler-ratted punks.
I am seeing. Please be moving along away from this side over by the other side.
But really, this is ridiculous, officer. We're here on a job for the Department of the Environment.
Oh, then I am being the Archbishop of Frankistan.
Well, how do you do, Your Grace?
You must not be stopping the listening us from hearing the speaking, Walla.
But there aren't any listening. There isn't any audience except us three.
That is making nothing differential. Be moving alongside, please.
You're quite right, Constable. You run them in. Now, push off! Now then, brothers, as I was saying, there's no justice in this country. Thanks to the vicious Gestapo methods of the police, freedom of speech is suppressed.
That's the nearest I've come to being run in since the moths put a hole in my bathing suit. Just by the knee, it was.
Well, the police have a job to do, number two, and it was quite unnecessary for you to cling to the railing shouting, "Give me liberty or give me death." Really.
But what do we do about that speaker?
We'll pass that problem to the Department of the Environment. Our next job is to commission the statue itself. By the way, hasn't the Arts Council sent that list of recommended sculptors?
Oh, yes, it's here, Mr. Lennox Band.
Thank you very much. Let's have a look what it says here. Arthur Morris, a young artist noted for its unusual morals. Yeah. He doesn't sound very suitable, does he?
I think the word is murals, number one.
Oh, very well. Arthur Murals.
Though, mind you, a lot of these artists do lead shocking and outrageous private lives. Lucky devils.
Mm. Well, it says here he's abroad till the end of the year, anyway.
Mm. Well, this could be the chap for us. Stephen Klink, outstanding modern sculptor, does work of earthy candor, profound significance, and crystal clear obscurity.
What does that mean?
Well, it means he does those funny things with titchy heads and holes in the middle.
Oh, sounds like a shifty bohemian to me. I prefer the sound of this next one here.
Hmm? Sir Humbert Snetherswade, sculptor of the traditional school, noted for his classic style.
Whites, we want this memorial done by an artist who's also a gentleman.
Well, I think we should see them both, in case one isn't available. And anyway, there's no one else on the list.
Nouerit nuwe generasie bore van AEG. Ons 900 watt Powermatic is die kragtigste en veiligste slagboor wat ons nog gemaak het. Dit is stewige polyester geïsoleerde metaalratkas en uitmuntende veiligheidskoppelaar. Weer eens boor AEG vooruit. Nog kenmerke wat bewys AEG is alles behalwe windlawaai. Altyd eerste met die beste.
I can't say I'm looking forward to this visit, number two. From his work, I'd say this fellow Klink's an absolute bounder. A sort of chap who goes to bed in his underwear, you know.
Well, you have to make allowances for genius, number one.
I can't see any genius about those stone atrocities in the pictures you showed me. The only one that meant anything was that thing like a vacuum cleaner.
That was mother and child at dusk.
Really? Well, if his mother looked like that, what can you expect? Scruffy bohemian, I tell you. I expect he's lying in a drunken stupor, and he'll probably be rude anyway.
I'll ring, shall I?
I suppose one should see how the other half lives, of course. Though when I joined the civil service, I didn't expect to have to hobnob with the yobs.
Good afternoon, sir.
Oh, good afternoon.
We're from the ministry, Mr. Klink.
I am the butler, sir. Oh. Mr. Klink is awaiting you in the smoking room. Please come in, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you very much.
May I take your hats, umbrellas? This way, please. The gentleman from the ministry, sir.
Ah, do sit down, gentlemen. You'll take tea, Mr.
Oh, yes, please, Mr. Yob. I mean, Mr. Klink, yes, sir. My name is Lennox Brown, and this is my assistant, Mr. Lamb. How do you do?
How do you do? We'll take a dish of tea, please.
Certainly, sir. The silver service, sir?
Oh, yes, I'm sure that'll do. I don't think our guests want to stand on ceremony, Bosanquet.
Very good, sir.
I had your letter, gentlemen. It was very good of you to think of me for the Jaeger Memorial.
It was obvious to me that you were the ideal candidate, Mr. Klink.
Ah.
I am, of course, a great admirer of your atrocities. No, your masterpieces.
Most kind of you to say so. Alas, though, it won't be possible. A question of time, I'm afraid.
The memorial has to be unveiled on May the 15th.
So I understand. That's only 6 weeks, you say.
Yes, 6 weeks, yes. But looking at your works, I wouldn't have thought they took much time. I mean, that is, please don't misunderstand me. What I mean
don't
is...
Don't apologize, you're absolutely right, Mr. Lennox Green. I do them in an afternoon, but it wouldn't do for my public to know that. So I can only produce two a year, and my present work is the piece you can see in the garden.
Ah, yes. How very exquisite, Mr. Klink. I like that very much.
Oh, really? I loathe it. I hate all this modern stuff, as a matter of fact. Still, that's what sells, you see.
But what about your magnificent mother and child, Dust?
Hideous. Always reminds me of a vacuum cleaner.
Well, Mr. Klink wasn't what you expected.
Not quite, I must admit. Completely bogus, of course. For basic decency, you'll find Sir Humbert Snethersway's in a different class.
He must be a bit of an old fuddy-duddy. You can understand everything he does.
A staunch traditionalist, number two. A gentleman of the old school, I'll be bound. Quarter to six. I expect he'll be setting out cocktails. This is your chance to see some really gracious living.
Yes?
Oh, good afternoon. We're from... I'm sorry to catch you in your pajamas. We wanted Sir Humbert Snetherthwaite.
That's me.
So if you wouldn't mind... What? You're Sir Humbert Snetherthwaite? Well, I do apologize for getting you out of bed.
No, it's all right. I was just going to get up and fry a kipper. I'll do one for you. Or have you had breakfast?
Actually, we've just had tea. We're from the ministry. We've called about the Jago Memorial.
Oh, yes. Come in. Cecilia said there was a letter about it somewhere. Under the stove, I think it was.
Mine, number one. You're going to step on a broken bottle.
Oh, dear. Of course, sorry. Do be careful, Sir Humbert, with your bare feet.
Oh, don't worry. If it's broken, it's broken. We can't make it worse. It was empty anyway, like most of these here. Move those dirty plates off the sofa and sit down.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Now, we thought, that is my assistant here, thought you might be a suitable sculptor for the Jago Memorial statue.
Another empty, curse it! You must be a full one somewhere.
On the other hand, of course, you may find you're too busy.
Steady, number one. He's our last.
Yes, of course. And, what do you think, Sir Humbert?
I think Sylvia must have finished them all off. What? Oh, the statue. When's it to be done?
It's to be unveiled on May the 15th, and it has to depict hope conquering despair.
Oh, all right, then. It'll be a classical traditional piece, of course. I can't stand anything unconventional.
Excuse me, Mr. Lennox Brown. Mr. Foote is here with Lady Thing about tomorrow's memorial ceremony.
Hmm? Oh, yes, show them in, Mildred. Sit up straight and put that crossword away, number two. Lady Thing is here.
I'm ready, number one.
Good morning, gentlemen. I don't think you've met her, ladyship.
No, indeed not. Great pleasure to meet you, madam. I am Lennox Brown, and this is Mr. Lamb.
How do you do, Lady Thing?
I beg your pardon.
Do sit down, Lady Jago. And Mr. Foote, trifle chilly for the time of the year.
Now, let us not beat about the bush. I wish to be sure that all arrangements are complete for the ceremony.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, of course, the arrangements. Yes, all neatly buttoned up, madam. All taken care of. Well, that is almost.
May I ask what you mean by almost? The unveiling of the statue is tomorrow, is it not?
Tomorrow, yes, of course, May the 15th. How time flies, doesn't it? Rest assured the ceremony is all arranged, subject, of course, to your kind cooperation. The seating's planned and the plinth is in place. And if I'm to be totally honest, there is one tiny detail not yet completed.
We haven't got the statue.
Yes, that puts it very neatly. We haven't got the statue.
You haven't got the statue, but it was clearly stipulated it should be done by tomorrow, my husband's birthday.
Oh, it will be. The sculptor's finishing his work today, you see, and then it'll be put in place this evening, ready for tomorrow.
Ah, was he inspired by the project?
More than that. I say he was intoxicated.
Well, he was the last time we saw him.
Well, I'm very glad to hear it. He's unlikely ever to have a better subject. My husband had extremely remarkable taste.
So I see. I mean, as you know, the work's being done by one of our leading classical sculptors, Sir Humbert Satterthwaite. The Arts Council wanted us to use someone modern, but we felt you'd prefer something instantly recognizable.
Well, certainly. I believe when you can't make out what a statue means, it should be banned at once, in case it's something improper.
Ah, indeed, indeed.
Sir Hugh wished his memorial to convey an instant message. Hope conquers despair. It was his watchword throughout our married life.
I'm sure it was a great comfort to him.
As long as the statue says that clearly and without any impropriety, I shall be satisfied. Well, I think that covers everything, Mr. Foote. I shall now return home and prepare my speech.
Allow me, Lady Jago. Goodbye, gentlemen.
Oh, and thank you for calling, Mr. Foote, Lady Jago.
No need to bring your own scissors. We're taking the office pair.
What an alarming woman, number two. Kept frowning at my pelargonium. And now it's wilted.
Well, I hope Snetherthwaite finishes that statue in time.
He will. He knows he won't get paid if he doesn't. They'll have it installed by 6 o'clock.
I say, why don't we all stroll down to the park just after six and have a look at it? It's a lovely day. We can have a few drinks on expenses.
Well, I don't like doing ministry work in my own time, but perhaps we could make an exception.
Well, there it is, number one. Snetherthwaite hasn't let us down.
Good heavens. Good grief.
Good night.
Number two, do you see what I see?
I'm afraid I do. I suppose that gentleman's hope and that lady's despair.
But who'd have thought they'd be quite so... So... aren't they? Mildred, don't look. Don't look, Mildred. Avert your gaze.
No, it's all right. I've seen that kind of thing before. But never paid for by the government.
I mean, she's got absolutely no... Oh, this is terrible. What will Lady Jago say when she sees this? Remember her words. It must give a clear message without any impropriety.
Well, it gives a clear message, all right. But she's not going to care for the... Even the sparrows look amazed.
Shoo that one away, Mildred. What a rude place to perch.
What can we do? If Lady Jago sees this statue, the government can say goodbye to their 100 million.
I doubt if we could get another one done in time. And we couldn't postpone it. Lady Thing would create havoc.
Yes, she would. But wait a minute. Create havoc. That is our only hope, number two. Quick, there are some sledgehammers in this workman's trench over here.
Good gracious. You mean knock it about? Sir Humbert won't like that.
Never mind what Sir Humbert likes. Here, you can use the heavy hammer. You will find it easier to swing.
Oh, thanks.
Right, now where shall we start?
Well, I suggest the, I hardly like to, that bit there. Should we blindfold the gentleman first?
No. No. Come along, let's get on with it. There we are.
I need a good steam-resistant enamel paint for my bathroom and kitchen.
Velvaglow.
Velvet what?
Velvaglow, the ultra-hard enamel paint with the new non-glossy velvet finish.
in loads of super colors that are right for all interior woodwork and metal frames.
And my lounge and bedrooms.
Double Velvet, the washable wall paint with the same subtle velvet finish. Velvaglow and Double Velvet add the velvet touch to every room in your home.
The Velvet Touch from Plascon Parthenon.
Ladies and gentlemen, little did I think when I began this short speech that it would last for 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
However, I now have great pleasure in unveiling this statue and naming it, good gracious, and naming it, well, for the moment at any rate, the Hugh Jago Memorial. Where are the men from the ministry? Where is Lennox Brown?
Now, what a charming speech, Lady Jago. Oh. I wish you could have spoken longer.
What is the meaning of that monstrosity? That statue is a shapeless heap.
What's happening to my statue? Someone has destroyed it. I can sue you for this.
We can explain everything, Sir Humbert. J.D. Lego. Lady Jago. If you will just give us time. A week, perhaps.
Pardon me, folks. Where can I find the sculptor who did this work?
Oh, it's my creation, but let me tell you this.
May I congratulate you, sir, on the finest piece of modern art it's been my pleasure to see. As United Nations Cultural Counselor, I'd like to have you working on new building.
I never worked on before.
Name your own fee, of course. And Lady Jago, I greatly admire your vision in commissioning this bold and imaginative work.
Oh, well, I'm glad it turned out the way I planned it.
If you both care to join me for lunch, I'm sure we'll find much to talk about.
Oh, well, thank you. Mr. Lennox Brown, I'll instruct my solicitor to proceed with the legacy.
Ah, how very gracious of you, madam.
My limousine is over here, Lady Jago.
Oh, thank you. Sir Humbert, I'm very pleased with the way you carried out my instructions.
You're very kind. Perhaps you'd like to drop into my studio for a glass of stout, eh? You quite a smasher, did you know that?
Oh, you flatterer. Would Saturday night be all right?
Goodbye. Goodbye, Lady J. Oh, dear, she's gone.
Well, all's well that ends well. Lady Jago's got her memorial, Snetherswaite gets a contract, and the government gets its money.
Yes, and what do we get?
Oh, I didn't tell you, did I? Harridge has sent out a new set of jigsaw puzzles this morning. 10 famous statues. If we have lunch quickly, we can do one this afternoon.
Oh, well, you're marvelous, excellent, marvelous.
Turning to stone as the men from the ministry tonight are John Simpson and Roger Service, despairing of all hope for Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed, Tom Meehan and Frank Graham.
Script by Edward Taylor, production by Tom Meehan and direction by Brian Squires. Join the whole mad bunch at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the ministry. Thank you.